Today, a federal judge in New York said that he is prepared to rule the federal death penalty unconstitutional. Judge Jed Rakoff asked prosecutors to justify asking for the death penalty when the system makes so many mistakes. As NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, this is believed to be the first time that a federal judge has questioned in writing the constitutionality of capital punishment.
It's a pretty routine case. Two men are going on trial in September for allegedly killing an informant in a drug deal, and federal prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. But now this routine case has become a forum for challenging the federal death penalty. In an order today, Judge Rakoff told prosecutors that new technology is showing the flaws in the system. Given the number of exonerations based on DNA technology, he wrote, we now know that innocent people are convicted of capital crimes with some frequency. He said it's inevitable the system will execute a meaningful number of innocent people. Kevin McNally is a defense attorney on the case.
Judge Rakoff concluded, at least tentatively, since the system is incapable of figuring out which of those people are innocent in a timely fashion, it denies basic fundamental constitutional rights to kill all of them, including some who are innocent.
Judge Rakoff gave the government a month to persuade him that he should not throw out the death penalty elements of the case. On the state level, legislatures across the country are revising their laws to make room for doubt, by allowing DNA testing, for example, and by barring executions of minors and the mentally retarded. Barry Scheck, who co-chairs the Innocence Project at Cardozo Law School, says state judges are becoming skittish, too.
Before the moratorium was declared by Governor Ryan in Illinois, there were a number of judges on the Illinois Supreme Court who began saying that they did not think it was constitutional to have the death penalty in that state.
And it's not just in Illinois where 13 people recently have been released from death row. He says judges in other states, such as Idaho, where there have been two exonerations, have expressed some concern. Michael O'Neill, a constitutional law professor at George Mason University, says the federal death penalty might be the wrong system to attack. The federal system has more safeguards, and virtually all the exonerations have occurred in the state system. Moreover, he says that showing a pattern of exonerations may not be enough to persuade the U.S. Supreme Court. He cites the case of McCleskey v. Kemp, in which the high court ruled that even though there might be a racial bias in how the death penalty is applied, statistics alone aren't good enough. The defendant must prove the system has failed in his specific case.
The Supreme Court would probably look at this in much the same way it did in McCleskey versus Kemp. And in saying that, yeah, you know, we hear you. We think it's absolutely, you know, a violation of the Constitution to execute someone who is factually innocent of the crime. However, you must demonstrate to us that you are, in fact, one of those individuals who is factually innocent of the crime.
But death penalty opponents say the court may be ripe for rethinking the death penalty. Several Supreme Court justices, including Sandra Day O'Connor, have publicly worried about executing the innocent. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.